The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
A gradual reversal in the excise cuts on petrol and diesel is set to be discussed by government party leaders on Monday night. And I'm joined now by Sinn Féin TD Matt Carthy to discuss. Matt, good evening to you. How do you feel about this upcoming meeting?
Good afternoon, Ciara. The truth of the matter is that this shouldn't be up for discussion right now at all. Government should have supported Sinn Féin's proposals, the motions we brought before the Dáil just over a week ago, which would have ensured that the price reductions in petrol and diesel would remain in place until budget day. That would provide the certainty that people need, particularly as we know the Dáil will go into recess. So any failure to ensure that protections are in place, and if they happen to coincide with any major price volatilities during the summer period, will mean that once again it will be ordinary workers and families that will be hit hard. The truth of the matter is that fuel prices are too dear in Ireland.
Okay, and what about, you're talking about protections, but what about protections for the ordinary taxpayers who are on the hook for these excise cuts? We just covered it yesterday in our business news, Matt. The price of crude oil has fallen to below the level it was pre the Iranian conflict. So it's back down to before all of this kicked off. So the price of oil has fallen, the Strait of Hormuz is open, and the price of diesel is now below the price of petrol. So is public money not something that should also be protected? If we're back to where we were, why should the cuts be in place?
So we have to remember, petrol and diesel, for many people, most people who use them, aren't luxuries. They are essential parts and components of people being able to contribute to our economy and actually pay their taxes that make up the exchequer. For people from where I'm from, we have no option but to use our cars to do all the things that...
No argument with you there. I fully agree.
So the difficulty is that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and in fact many other parties within the Oireachtas, have it as a policy to continually increase the costs of this essential resource, the essential factor in allowing people to get to work. Sinn Féin disagree with that. We don't believe it serves an environmental purpose to force people who have no option but to use petrol and diesel vehicles.
This is why you're opposed to the carbon tax.
But absolutely.
But Matt, the thing is this, is the price went up, so the cuts to excise were brought in to protect people. You were happy enough with that. But then the price comes down to below where it was before all this started, but you're not happy with those cuts to excise being removed. If you're only ever in favour of you know, subsidies when prices go up, but not removing them when prices coming down, like, that says you are absolutely flahoolock with the public purse, doesn't it? And it actually says that Sinn Féin and government will either have no control over the public purse, or else you would renege in government on everything you're saying now in opposition, because it's got to be one of the two.
I think there's still a failure to recognise on the part of government just how stretched most families are, and these are people, working families, who in any other generation might have been considered to be well off, two people working, and who are very much stretched as a result of the price hikes that we have seen, and including the price hikes in fuel costs over the past year, in fact, or if not more. So what people need right now is certainty, and they need certainty for the coming period. And what we are saying as a first instance is that the reductions in excise costs should remain in place until budget day. That will allow...
But Matt, with respect to you, if the price of crude oil continues to fall, and we put cuts in excise in that we put in, rightly so, when people were squeezed back in April, and you want them to be 6 months there, but the price has fallen in the meantime, that is absolutely cowboy economics. Why would you have to wait 6 months before you would review something? All in fairness to the government parties, and I don't speak on their behalf, but all they are actually saying is, we're going to discuss this now because the price has come back down. Is this not eminently sensible?
So petrol and diesel and pumps that I saw today are still both above 170 a litre. As it stands, the current law, as passed by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, supported by Sac Dems and Labour and others, is that 32 cents an increase of diesel, 7 cents of an increase in the cost of petrol will take effect from the 1st of August. the Dáil will be in recess at that point. So that will bring the price of petrol and diesel on today's prices over €2 per litre again. And that could...
You actually factually can't say that, because the excise will go on whatever the price is then. And for all you know, the price could be 150 there and you still don't want to do anything with that.
These are fixed. And for all we know, it could be €2 in terms of a baseline price. And that is the point I'm making precisely. There needs to be certainty in the course of the summer period that we cannot allow a situation whereby we see these huge spikes. Now, what we've had in...
But hang on, Matt, there is no certainty. It's dynamically priced. You know that crude oil is traded on a stock market, so it's dynamically priced. It does change. It does go up. It does go down. When it went up, something was done about it to protect people a little bit. Now it has come down. You don't want anything to be done. I mean, with respect, is this not just absolute populism?
No, it's not. What it's doing is being realistic and in saying that there is huge volatility in the international markets. What happened when prices reached record levels was belatedly government introduced reductions. Then those reductions are due to expire during the summer recess. What government are saying is that they will, as we understand it, they will have a phase increase in the cost of petrol and diesel during a period of time when the Dáil is in...
You know fine well they're not actually saying there's going to be a phased increase in the cost of diesel and petrol. You know that they're saying there's going to be a phased decrease in the cost of subsidies, which is a totally separate thing, even if you're trying to spin it as the other thing.
No, I'm not trying to spin anything. I'm telling you the reality. The reality in law today is that over the summer period, the price of petrol is due to increase by 32 cents per litre and the cost of diesel is going to increase by 27 cents per litre. Now, when you're dealing with the reality that many people outside of Dublin and outside of the larger urban centres have no option but to use their cars in order to get...
Many people, I would suggest to you, in Dublin have to use their cars as well.
I don't know if I can finish a sentence here at all, Ciara. I understand the... Of course, the people in Dublin also rely on their cars and in urban centres. But what I'm saying is, where I'm from, everybody is dependent on their car. And what government policy has been for a number of years is to make their lives harder by continuously increasing the cost of those products. For a brief period in time, there has been some relief in terms of the taxation on an essential part of daily activity put on workers and families. And what we are saying, in order to provide certainty, that those reductions should remain in place until the budget period, when then we can look...
Irrespective of whether or not crude oil falls to 75 cents, you don't care.
What's...
Keep it there for 6 months.
Of the reverse happening. So what happens if there is huge increase in the cost of crude oil?
Well, I have no doubt if there is a huge increase and the government do nothing about it, we would see more protests and something would be done about it. The question is, what would Sinn Féin do, Matt, if the price falls significantly? Nothing at all.
What we're saying is, there are reductions in place that have been in place by law and are in place until the 1st of August, regardless of what the international markets say. In our view, that is right, because that is recognising that people are in the middle of a cost of living emergency for many families, despite the fact that, as I say, in many families, you have two people working and they are struggling.
Is it not extraordinary irresponsible the way you're viewing the public purse? That the public purse is simply there not to be protected, not to be used wisely, not to be used sagely, but in order to sort of have like snuff it away economics, where you literally go, once the price comes down, that doesn't make any difference. If the price goes up, we want cuts to subsidies. We want, table banging about what the government needs to do. But the price can go the completely opposite way and no reaction has to take place then. Does that not strike you as extraordinarily financially irresponsible?
The starting point is that petrol and diesel costs in Ireland are too high. We pay above the highest rates of anywhere else in the European Union. The reason for that is that the government parties have it as a policy that the cost of this essential product, petrol and diesel in people's cars that they need in order to get to work, to drop their children to activities or whatever the case may be, their policy is that that will become more and more expensive, despite the fact that the vast majority of people who use petrol diesel vehicles have no option but to use it. We disagree with that approach. We don't believe that serves an environmental process logic at all. In fact, it does the exact opposite. And what we are saying is that there needs to be a much more rounded view in terms of how we approach...
Well, what you're saying is irrespective
to do that
of prices falling, they should do nothing else.
Times, Ciara, what what I'm giving you is the answer which I think most reasonable people will see as logical, that when there's a huge price volatility, when people are in the middle of a cost of living emergency, as many families are, and there are supports in place, that those supports would remain in place during a period that we don't know what way the cost of petrol and diesel are to go. I think that's logical, and I think that's fair.
Well, it only moves in one way. Government spending, in your view, can only go up. It cannot come back down, irrespective of changing circumstances. No, I don't see the logic myself.
I think you're being a bit facetious, to be quite frank about it, because the truth of the matter is that we put forward cost of living package measures that were fully costed, that outlined the type of supports that should be in place and how long they should be in place for. In terms of petrol and diesel, what we're saying is that the reductions in excise, and this is tax increases that have been piled on by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael over the past decade, remember, that they should remain in place until the budget, when then you have a more rounded position in terms of the framework moving forward for the next financial year. That's the way it should be done, and I think that's the reasonable thing that government should do on this occasion.
Matt Carty, Sinn Féin TD, thank you very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.